At Church on the Word, we're building strong families on the Word of God. It's our desire to be a blessing to you. COTW messages are available to you at no cost. Feel free to listen and share with your friends. Now here's Pastor Rennie Ohl with this week's message.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Oh, Father, we love you and we thank you. You are God Almighty. You are our source. All that we need is in you. Father, we thank you for this day. Holy Spirit, we ask you to have your way this morning. Holy Spirit, lead and guide the words I say this morning. Father, we thank you that we can come together as a family. I thank you that you are the head of this church. You are the head of our family. Oh, and we glorify you. We thank you. Well, you all may be seated. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. Isn't God good? You know, I don't know if I'll ever be free from the fact that I know God is constantly watching me and taking care of me. And I don't want to be free from that. It's just so powerful when we get in the presence of God and when we pray and when we sing together and worship Him. I just love it. I love our worship team. You know, we have been so blessed as a small church to have the team that we have. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Well, you know, last Sunday, the Holy Spirit put on my heart the direction of the authority of the believer. Now, I got to be honest with you. All my Christian life, I really didn't understand that until I went to Rhema Bible College. And Dad Hagen was so adamant about being led by the Spirit of faith, being so adamant about walking in faith. And he was the one that taught that we have authority as a believer. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And, you know, last week I talked about the authority of the believer over darkness. And we need to stop and think about when the enemy's trying to pull something over us or trying to do something through us or at us, we need to realize the authority that we have in Christ Jesus. And I can't stress this enough. And this morning I want to talk about the foundation of our authority. It's not enough to know that you have it. It's the foundation that you're standing on that will cause you to be strong in the weakest times. It'll cause you to break through the storm and come out the other side victorious, because we have the authority. God has given us that authority through His Son, Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So I want to start out in Philippians chapter 2, and I'm just going to read a few verses here, but I want us to come together and just look at the Word together. In Philippians chapter 2, and I want to start in verse 9, it says, "Therefore God highly exalted Him," meaning Jesus. "He highly exalted Him and gave Him the name which is above every name, and that the name of Jesus every knee will bow, those in heaven, those on earth, and those who are under the earth. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father." Now, I want to point out something here in this passage. Paul is talking about the three dimensions. The three dimensions that exist, truly do exist. Heaven exists, where we're at on earth exists, and hell exists. And yet Jesus, His name is above every name in heaven, every name on this earth, and every name that is under the earth.
Praise God.
Can you say amen? Amen. And that name is what we gives us the authority, because whether you realize it day in and day out, He lives inside of you. He is living in you. So this scripture tells us that the authority of Jesus Christ is in three worlds. Like I said, heaven, earth, and under the earth. The question that needs to be answered today is, do we recognize His authority in our own lives, in our daily walk? Do we recognize the authority that Jesus has? And if He's living on the inside of us, if He said, I'm in you, the Father's in me, and I'm in the Father, He's in us. So that means that authority that Jesus Christ has and will always have is right there on the inside of each and every one of us. Hallelujah. Question is, do we recognize it? Listen, this is really important because it's going to change your life. The devil knows who you and I really are. He knows what is really inside of us. James chapter 2:19 says, even the demons believe in Jesus and they shudder in fear. I shared with you last week when Wigglesworth, the devil, was standing at his foot of his bed, and he woke up and he said, oh, it's you. And he turned over and went back to sleep. That's the authority that you and I need to walk in. That we are not being bound by the enemy. We're not being bound by the world or the enemy or the things of the enemy. We're not bound by it. James chapter 4:7 says that if we resist the devil, he will flee from us in terror. One of the translations says, in terror, he'll flee from you. Hallelujah. The devil, this is what really, when the Holy Spirit revealed this to me, it just blew me away. But the devil knows more about our authority over him than most of us know. Let that sink in a minute. The devil knows more about the authority that's in you and I over him than most of you and I realize. I know that, isn't that sad? That the enemy knows the authority that you and I have. Let's go to Ephesians, the chapter 1. And I'm going to be reading a lot of scriptures out of this, but I want to point out something that in Ephesians chapter 1, starting in verse 15, this was a prayer that Paul prayed over the church in Philadelphia. He was wanting them to know who they are. And I remember when I was going to Rhema, I remember Dad saying one time that when he found this prayer, that he read it over and over and over again for over a month. And he said to all of us in the class, he said it changed his ministry. It changed his life. He said, in fact, he said, I started preaching with boldness. I started preaching and teaching about who we are in Christ. And because he read it from this prayer, and he studied it, and he studied it. And my suggestion and hope for you is that you will read this prayer until you realize who you are. Absolutely. So in Paul's prayer, starting in verse 15 of Ephesians chapter 1, it says, therefore also, after hearing your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards the saints, he said, I do not cease giving thanks for you, mentioning you in my prayers, so that the God of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Do you understand that we all need to have revelation? We all need to, it still happens to me today, no matter what I'm doing. When I'm reading the Word of God, all of a sudden the light turns on. And all of a sudden there's revelation that I'm looking at that I haven't seen before. That's what Paul's talking about here about the church, that he wants revelation knowledge of Him and revelation of knowledge of who you are. And he goes on to say that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. Amen. That the light is turned on. Amen. And that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance among the saints. Amen. That's us. Yep. That's us. And verse 19, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power towards us, towards those who believe according to the working of His mighty power, which is performed in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His own right hand in heavenly places, far above principalities, far above power and might and dominion and every name that is named. Glory to God. Not only in this age, so he's talking to the believers of that day, but he said not only of this age, but also to that which is to come. That's us as again. And He put all things in subjection under His feet and made Him the head over all things for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all things in all ways. In other words, Christ lives inside of us. And every name that's named is under His name. There is no name higher than the name of Jesus Christ. And we have the authority, we have the right as ambassadors for Christ to use that name. And that name is what gives us the confidence, or it gives us the boldness, it gives us the power over darkness, no matter where it comes from. Amen. Hallelujah. And then it goes on to say in chapter 2, it says, and you who were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the age of this world and according to the prince of the power of the air, the Spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among them we also once lived in the lust of our flesh, doing the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. Even as the rest. It goes on to say, but God. I want to ask you, what side of butter are you on? But God, being rich in mercy because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in sin or even when we weren't lovable, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and He raised us up and seated us together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So guess what? You may be in the flesh sitting right here today, but your spirit, and when you get into the spirit realm, you are sitting at the right hand of the Father, because Christ is in us. And where He is sitting at the right hand of the Father, guess where you're sitting? Are you listening to me? This is the power that you have. This is the foundation of the authority that you as a believer have. Now, the issue is do you know it? Do you walk in it? Are you aware of it? Are you using it in every area of our lives? This passage of Scripture is the chief foundation for what we need to know about our authority in Christ Jesus. Are you listening to me, church? This is powerful. Christ said, I'm in you and you're in me. If you abide in my words, you are my disciples indeed, and my word is in you and you are in me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're talking about the foundation of our authority. Where is that foundation? How do we obtain it? How do we recognize that? How do we stand upon it? That's what Paul is trying to tell the church in Philadelphia. I mean, in Ephesians now. It's so important to understand how powerful you are in Him. Because until you get a hold of that reality, until you get a hold of that truth, you can be knocked around by the enemy. You can be deceived by the enemy. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You can even be used by the enemy. Are you hearing me, church? Paul said that this power was great towards those who believe. We're talking about the power, the authority that a believer has. In Ephesians chapter 1, Paul wanted Christians to understand three things. One, to know the hope of our calling. You know, you may be sitting there right now this morning and thinking, well, I'm not called to be a preacher, or I'm not called to pastor, or I'm not called to be a, you know, a whatever, evangelist. But you are called to be an ambassador for Christ. Each and every one of you have your world, your friends, your extended family, your co-workers, whatever it may be, your neighbors. That's your world. And Paul said that the power was great towards those who believe. So he wanted us to know the hope of our calling. Number two, that we would know the riches of God's glory and His inheritance in us, the saints. What is in us? What have we inherited? As children of God, we have inherited the Father and His will in our life.
That's right.
And what the Father says about you and I is the truth and the power and the peace that can come over us is because of who we are and whose we are.
Absolutely.
The third thing He wanted us to know was the exceeding greatness of God's power towards those who believe in Him. So those three things are very important. One, the hope of our calling. Two, the inheritance of the saints. And three, the greatness of God's power towards you and I. God has put all things under Jesus' feet and made Him the head of the what? The church. And who's the church? You are. All things are under His feet. Let me ask you a silly question. Where are your feet? My feet are not on top of my head. My feet are under my body. So you and I need to understand Jesus is the head and we are the body, and that means we have the feet that He needs. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
So you and I, if we have the same feet that he has. This is his body. That means that all power, Satan, all darkness, all demons of hell, all fallen angels, they are under your feet. They're under your feet. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. So we got to remember some things here, that the church is the body of Christ in the earth. As part of His body, we share in His power and His authority. We share in that. It doesn't matter if you've been a Christian for 50 years or you got saved yesterday. It doesn't matter. The same power is on the inside of every born-again believer. The difference is what do you know? What do you know about who you are? And are you taking advantage of what and who you are? Are you taking advantage? Are you still allowing the enemy to beat you up? Are you still allowing the enemy to deceive you? Are you hearing me? Y'all getting awful quiet on me. This is powerful, and you need to know that the authority of a believer, that's you. You have this authority. Like I said, the enemy knows what's inside of you more than a lot of us know. The enemy knows who you are and whose you are and what belongs to you. It doesn't matter. Like I said, you are part of the body of Christ, whether you've been saved 50 years or whether you've been saved one day. The difference is you haven't renewed your mind, and the difference is you don't know what belongs to you. You don't realize how much authority is on the inside of you. You don't realize that you can, with your voice and your authority, you can change situations around you. And that's why, you know, Jesus said that our words will either condemn us or they will justify us. Our words is what's going to change our lives, because when you start speaking the way God speaks and you start talking the way God talks, then you have authority and you recognize it, and you're not going to be deceived anymore. You're not going to be pushed around anymore by the enemy. You're not going to allow the enemy to have a foothold in your life. Does that make sense? This was what Paul was praying, that the Christians would see God's great power towards them. Hallelujah. And raise us up to the place of authority in Christ. To raise us up in a place of authority in Christ. That's what it's all about. And that's why a lot of Christians and a lot of churches that don't teach this, they if it's God's will, it's God's will, you know. If God wants it, okay. If He don't, that's okay too. You see, that's putting the blame on Him when really the blame's on you. You see, that's what Christians don't want to hear. They don't want to take responsibility for the authority they have, and they just put it back on God. Well, I don't know what God's going to do about this now. I don't know what God's, you know, plan is. That's not how it works. We play a huge part in what happens in our lives. We play a huge part on what we allow in our lives. Hallelujah. The enemy is under your feet. And I know something, well, let me put it another way. I know sometimes it doesn't look that way. Sometimes it doesn't look like the enemy is under our feet. But He always is. It's you and I who have to take advantage of it. It's you and I who have to walk in it. Yes, amen. You got to keep him there. He's always there, but sometimes it doesn't look like he's under our feet. Hallelujah. Let's look at another foundational scripture. I want to go back to Philippians chapter 2 again. And I want to start in verse 3. Philippians 2:3, it says, "Then fulfill my joy and be like-minded, having the same love, being in unity with one mind." Verse 3, "Let nothing be done out of strife or conceit, but in humility let each esteem the other better than himself." Verse 4, "Let each of you look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others." Verse 5, "Let this mind be in you all, which was also in Christ Jesus." Amen. Now right there, Paul's telling us that we can have the mind of Christ. That we can think like Christ thinks. We can be humble. We can put other people first. We can be everything that He's called us to be because we can have the mind of Christ. Can I get an amen? Amen. And the only thing that you and I have to do is renew our mind to the Word of God. And then once that happens, you still got a mind, you still got a flesh, you still live in this world, but once that happens, now you have recognized the authority that you have. Yes. Now you've recognized that the enemy's not going to fool you anymore. Now you recognize that the enemy's not going to push you around anymore. He's not going to deceive you anymore.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So notice this passage that I just read, that God the Father has exalted Jesus and given Him a name above every other name in heaven and in earth and under the earth. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. And that's in all three realms that Jesus Christ is Lord. The enemy could not deceive Jesus. And if you think about it, when He was in the wilderness, everybody thinks, well, Jesus is the reason why He was able to deal with Satan. No, Jesus used the Word of God to defeat the enemy. Jesus kept saying, "It is written. It is written. It is written." And let me tell you something. That's the same way you and I can defeat the enemy. That's the same way that you and I cannot be deceived by the enemy, because we know who we are and we know what is written. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, the truth of our authority has been revealed through the Scriptures. You can read Paul's writings, you can read the Gospels and read the red letters, and you can just follow along and you'll realize how much authority you have. But are we walking in it? Are we acting like, you know, little mice over in the corner worrying about somebody stepping on us? Or are we picturing ourselves sitting at the right hand of the Father in Christ Jesus? Think about that for a minute. That's powerful. Too many Christians either don't know the authority they have, or they're being taught that they have no authority. And, you know, que sera, sera, whatever's going to happen, whatever will be, will be. That's not true. That is not true. The key is, and always will be, do we realize it? Do we realize who we are? Do we know how to act on it? Think about this for a minute, church. Do we realize we have it, and do we know how to act on it? This is why Paul said in Ephesians 1:17, he prays for the Christians of his day to have revelation. Friends, we should be praying the same prayer over ourselves today as we continue to learn and grow as believers. Are you hearing me? You see, if God chose His children to expand His kingdom, and if Christ is living on the inside of us, and the enemy is under our feet, then no matter where we go, we can bring the light of the gospel. We can tell whoever we are in contact with, whoever the Holy Spirit pulls on your heart to talk to, you've got that authority. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Go to 2 Corinthians. I pray you all are getting something out of this. Because not only, you know, last week it was the authority we have over darkness, and this week it's the foundation of our authority, where it comes from, and how we walk on it. And that's what I want to keep bringing out to you. I don't know when the Holy Spirit's going to, you know, say enough is enough, but I'm going to keep bringing this message to you as long as the Holy Spirit keeps leading me this way. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and I want to start reading in 4, it says, "The God of this world," anybody know who that is? Who is it? You all afraid to talk? Who's the God of this world? Satan. The enemy. And it goes on to say, "has blinded the minds of those who do not believe, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them." Now I want to ask you something. What this is saying is the light of the gospel, the light of the world, is you and me. And if we're not out there to shine that light on that darkness, they'll never know the truth. And the truth will never be set free in them. Are you hearing me? So it goes on to say, "who is the image of God should shine on them." Verse 5, "for we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Christ's sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." And it goes on to say, verse 7, "but we have this treasure in earthen vessels." That earthen vessel, church, is your body. It's my body. "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, the excellency of the power being from God and not from ourselves." Do you see that right there? None of us have the power. Jesus said, "I could of myself do nothing." He says, "I do what the Father says, and I say what the Father says." So He even admitted, as a man, in and of Himself, He couldn't do anything. But through God, He could do, look what He did. And now He's on the inside of us. Now He's with us. Now He is the authority in our lives. He is our head and we are His body. Do you all see that? And if he is the head of the church, which I believe He is because the Word says that, then I am the church. You are the church. That means He's the head of you. You got the Holy Spirit on the inside guiding you, directing you, giving you revelation. You know, every time I read the Bible, and I think my wife's the same way. In fact, I know she is. When I read the Bible, when I open up my Bible, I say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes. And every time I read, I'm not just reading black and white words. I'm reading who I am. I'm reading who He is. I'm reading what authority we have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, the treasure is hidden inside of us. Isn't that awesome? So, be honest with you, church. We don't have an excuse. We don't have an excuse. If you're born again, then all power, I don't care if you're just born yesterday, if you're born again, that power is inside you. You may not know it, you may not understand it, but it's there. And guess what? You may not know it, but the enemy knows it. He knows. And as long as he can deceive you and I, as long as he can keep you in the dark about who you are and the authority of the believer that's on the inside of you, as long as he can buffalo you, he's got you. He's got you. He's persistent. You see, he don't care whether you go to heaven or whether you go to hell. He just don't want you taking a bunch of people to heaven with you. He don't want you being the ambassador for Christ. He don't want you spreading the good news, the gospel. He doesn't want you treating people with kindness and love and joy. He wants you to be mad and ugly and fighting with everybody around you. Are you hearing me? So this power, this treasure is right on the inside of an earthly vessel, and that's you and I. God wants the light to shine out from us so that others can see it and be set free also. Isn't that powerful? And you know, I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. You don't have to know tons of scripture. All you have to do is just share what God's done for you. How He's changed your life. How He's given you peace. How He's given you joy. How all of a sudden there's no lack in your life anymore. Just share what He's done for you. That's true. I've been talking with somebody and they go, well, I don't believe that, or I don't believe this, or I don't, you know, I'll quote a scripture. They can't deny what you say God has done for you. They can't. So according to the Word of God, it is His will for every believer to know who they are in Christ. God wants you to be a witness for Him, to be a witness for Christ, to walk in the fullness of God. We're talking about the authority that you and I have. In other words, you and I should not be deceived. You and I should not be fooled by the enemy. Because if you know who you are and what's on the inside of you, you're not going to be fooled. You're not going to be deceived. Can I get an amen? Amen. And that's what this is all about. That's what the authority of a believer is. Authority means just that. You got something to say. You have authority. Like I said, I don't care how young you are or how old you are in the Lord. You have authority. Are you hearing me? Any questions? I don't know, but church, but I'm telling you, I really believe because of the days that we're in, that we need to understand whose we are and who we are. We need to take a hold of that. And if you're not sure, if this message today hasn't hit home with you, read the Word.
Amen.
And it'll tell you who you are. It'll tell you whose you are. You realize you've been paid for with a tremendous price. And you realize that when you gave your heart to the Lord and became born again, now you belong to Him. I don't mind belonging to Him. You know, He can have me all He wants. Because you know what? I know where we're going. I've read it in the book, we win. A lot of people think, well, this authority thing, that's true when we die and go to heaven. No, it's now. When we get to heaven, we don't need any authority. We've got God right in our face. We've got Jesus. We're with all the saints in heaven. We don't have to have any authority. We need it down here. We need it down here where we face the world, where the God of this world is always and constantly trying to deceive us. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
You want to come up, sis? You know, last week I was talking about the authority we have over darkness. And this week I wanted to show the foundation scriptures about how we can stand on something. You see, your faith ain't going to work unless you got something to stand on. Your faith has to stand on the promises, on the blessings, on the provisions of the Word of God. That's what you can stand on. That's what you can be strong in. You can do the same thing Jesus said. You can say, it is written. And you know what? There's going to be storms in our lives. It's just going to happen. But the thing you and I need to realize is that you got the authority to get through that storm. You got the authority on the inside of you to calm that storm. Are you hearing me? And I believe this with all my heart. And I don't know what the Holy Spirit's going to have for next week, but I just feel in my heart that you need, as a body of believers, to know who you are and what authority you have. Well, you know, tomorrow is Memorial Day. You know, Patty mentioned about the vets that haven't made it home. I read something just the other day. It said that Veterans Day is when we honor the vets who made it home and got out of the uniform. Memorial Day is the day that we recognize the vets who never got out of that uniform. And so if you run across a vet the next day or two, tell them thank you. Buy them a cup of coffee or take and buy their meal or something. You know, because of what they sacrificed and what they gave, you and I can stand here today free. And whom the Son sets free, is free indeed. Hallelujah. Say this after me. The authority is in me. And I've got to know that. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's all stand together.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's message. If you were encouraged by these audio clips, please let us know. Our email address is cotw@crosstail.net. If you're looking for a home church, we'd love to have you. Our address is 1511 North Highway 64, Warner, Oklahoma. For more information on our ministry, including service times, go to churchontheword.net.